480-366-0822 or stop by their store at 1122 Commercial Street next to Mishavalita. Say goodbye to overpriced alternatives and say hello to a great night's sleep at a fraction of the cost. Visit Box Drop Mattress today at 1122 Commercial next to Mishavalita or call 620-366-0822.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:29.
It's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE Studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Yes, indeed. This is our monthly injection of common sense that we get with Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State. Dr. Jan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am good. I am still floating from Saturday night.
Well, what an announcement that was.
Yes.
Huh?
So exciting.
Man, over $90 million?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. And just got to speak with so many positive people and generous people and show off so much of our program has benefited with different things. And so it was just fun and positive. So,
well, and we'll continue to benefit.
Oh, yes.
With the new health and wellness center that's coming to the campus. And groundbreaking on that is expected to begin soon.
Soon.
Right smack dab in the middle of campus.
In the middle. Yeah. It's going to be a diamond.
Well, tell you what, how exciting is that?
Yeah. I'm excited for that. The progress on the Doc Baxter Lab is just picking up tremendously. We're like, yes. So, good news all around.
Well, good. Good news coming from Emporia State University. Always love to hear that.
I just realized you're playing the Greek music.
I was wondering.
I was like, oh, that's peppy.
I was wondering when that would begin to sound Greek.
It definitely did. It probably did from the beginning, but I was yapping.
No, but I thought this was supposed to sound like Greek music.
It definitely does.
Now
I've seen my Big Fat Greek Wedding many times, and that sounds like it's from that.
Finally, it broke into some Greekness. And there's a reason why.
Yes.
We have some Greek music playing here this morning. And if you would guess, you said, well, let's see, Greek, we haven't touched on Greek food a lot, but Greek yogurt versus regular yogurt here is the topic for Dr. Jen here this month.
I love this topic. My students make fun of me because of how much I love this topic. They make fun of me for being happy, getting excited about food in general, but I do, and especially I was telling Ron before we went on the air that my husband has always been if it's healthy, it can't taste good. It tastes good, it can't be healthy, and I've had to break him of that repeatedly, and this is one of those things where he's like, oh yeah, and then you tried it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and so people are kind of surprised. I went most of my life thinking, I don't like yogurt, and I don't like yogurt, regular, like American yogurt. It's just too, I don't like the kind of liquidy texture of regular yogurt. When I was little and my mom would get it and make us eat it, it was tart. It was, I just was not a fan, let's put it that way. And when Greek yogurt came out long time ago, this was when I first started teaching. Someone had said, well, you need to try, because I said, I don't like yogurt. And they're like, yeah, but have you had Greek? Well, no. How different is it, and why is it Greek? And, people, you just don't really, it's not real clear what the difference is. And sure enough, I tried it and I was like, oh, well, this is very different. And so I am a fan and it's very versatile. So,
well, let's break it down. What's the difference between Greek yogurt and regular yogurt?
Yes. Well, it is strained. That is one of the big things. It says strained three times, and I really, really encourage people, I know we say this every time, but I encourage you to go to KVOE's website and download the handout, because this infographic is probably one of the best that I've ever, and I can't take credit for it, the citations are on there, I just found it, but it's really, really, it has so much good information, and it's laid out really well, but it says it's strained three times, that's what makes it unique. It is a higher protein yogurt with a smooth, creamy, I hate this word, my students friends make fun of this mouthfeel. That is an actual thing. I did not make that up. Wow. Don't mock me.
Oh my.
But yes, and that's a fancy mouthfeel is dietetics talk for how something feels in your mouth. But how foods, the texture. Really, a lot of it has to do with how the texture and flavor combine. And you talk to anybody who, for instance, who doesn't like spicy foods, it has a lot to do with the flavor, but also how that feels. Like, my mouth's on fire, right? So mouthfeel is a thing, now you all know. And then it says the lactoserum, or whey, and that's W-H-E-Y, it's a milk protein. Yeah. The whey is strained out after fermentation, which differentiates it from regular yogurt and provides its consistent velvety, there's a good word, velvety texture. And that is the big thing, is it just, I was also telling Ron that I brought him lemon Greek yogurt. And with a lot of things like cake and cookies, lemon's not my first choice, unless it's lemon blueberry. But with this yogurt, I really, really, I like the lemon. I like to put fruit in it. But it does, it reminds me of lemon meringue pie.
Yeah,
you know, the filling on lemon meringue pie, which I do love. And so, and again, that's very much so a texture combined with flavor thing. So I can tell you the brand that I brought you, Ron, is called the Noosa. And it is not low fat. So they do make some low fat Greek yogurts if someone out there is really, really trying to watch their fat, watch their calories. But this is one of those things that I splurge on because it's enjoyable. It does have the other big selling point with Greek yogurt is it's very high in the healthy bacteria, which is good for your gut health. It helps kill off bad bacteria in your gut. And when we say gut, we mean your inner gut, not outer. So those are really the big selling points, but the texture is totally different than regular yogurt. And it really does remind me sometimes, like with the lemon, it reminds me of meringue pie filling, which, hello, I could sit and eat the whole inside of a lemon meringue pie. But they make a lot of flavors, and not just Noosa, but other brands as well. And so I always tell people, if you try it and you don't like it, keep in mind, it could be the flavor, you know? So, like, I love the blueberry and the raspberry. There's a peach. They make a vanilla bean, which is very different because their fruit flavors obviously have some actual fruit in there. But the vanilla bean, it just is made from vanilla and has vanilla beans in it. And it's really good and can be good mixed, you know, with a lot of other things. Can go in a smoothie. So really, I encourage people, keep trying. If you don't like one flavor, try another. If you hate them all, then maybe you just hate Greek yogurt. But there's really, my students are typically pleasantly surprised at the various options, and they do typically find, like, I like this one and this one, you know. And it's kind of like ice cream, you know. You like certain flavors, maybe you're not that crazy about others.
So this originated in Greece then?
In Greece.
Okay.
And so that is for anybody wanting to feel cultured and get your history here, but the recipe originated in Greece. Many also call it Mediterranean-style yogurt, and it is very trendy worldwide. We are not the only ones, you know, kind of latching on to this. But and then traditionally eaten as kind of a soft, savory cheese, often mixed with olives, olive oil, fresh vegetables, herbs, bread. But you can use this to make, I know here a lot of people mix it with dill, but you can make, like, to dip carrots and celery or chunks of bread. Like it said, you can dip things in it. And so it's not just, I mean, yogurt's a great snack, you know, to sit and just eat off of a spoon, but a lot of dips are made with it.
Well, a lot of people put, you know, the yogurt cup, fruit cups in these yogurts that are very popular.
Yep. And I put that when we did the meal prep container thing, did I put some of the Noosa with blueberries
in? I think you did, yeah.
I thought I did too.
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I had put some, and I do. I typically mix fruit in with it, and that's another thing, going back to the fact that it's not low fat, low calorie. It's not, but you can take just, I typically eat half a container at a time, but mix it with blueberries or raspberries or, you know, whatever. So that adds some bulk to it and makes it more filling, but obviously very little calories from berries. So berries are one of those very, very high nutrition, but low calorie, low sugar. So that's why they should be our best friend. But they're a great, they're very, very complementary with the Greek yogurt.
So this is very high in protein, I understand.
Very high in protein. And so it's a great source for people who maybe avoid meat, chicken and beef, you know, other things like that that are such potent sources. But it is also, so a lot of my, especially my guys and my athletes that are trying to muscle up, bulk up, they recommend cottage cheese. Well, cottage cheese is a somewhat divisive food. Some people love listen to Chuck. Some people love it. Others, it is like an automatic gag reflex. Yes. So the good news is
that mouthfeel
is
not very good.
The mouthfeel is out. Oh, my word. Yes, it's chunky.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear all sorts of like descriptors of it. So, yes. So the good news is if you're a person training you is like, you need to eat cottage cheese because it's got whey and protein. And you could be like, I'll take Greek yogurt instead. So it is absolutely a good substitute for that. And I think it also mentions, I don't remember which side because we've got two handouts here. Okay, it's on the other side, the one that says Greek versus regular and kind of outlines that. But it is a healthy cooking substitute for cream cheese, sour cream, and milk. Yeah. So, and I think what's really interesting, and I think jumping back to the, I think it's hard. I'm like, which side was this on? But it is because the whey is strained out, it people who have a lactose intolerance or struggle with whey, this is dairy that they typically can have and not end up with.
Oh, really?
You know, the allergic reaction, the horrible stomach pains, and all of that. So I'm trying to find where it says on here, but I know.
Yeah, it says it contains an enzyme that breaks down lactose in the intestines.
In the intestines, yeah. So there's a lot of people out there who avoid cow's milk dairy because it messes with them, you know, and they have either an allergy or a sensitivity. And again, it just irritates them. And most of them, when they try Greek yogurt, they don't have that sort of reaction. So
and gluten-free?
And gluten-free. That's always a selling point for a lot of people who either want or need, you know, to avoid gluten. So yeah, when you see the gluten-free and the kind of dairy-friendly, I guess I would call it, the high protein, it's just like check, check, check. I mean, this is a very, very just a great health food, I guess. And again, I'm always happy when something that I actually like, the taste, I don't have to force myself, you know, oh, I'm going to have this instead of what I really want, you know, the way we do with, you know, the alternative chips when you really want Doritos or whatever. You know, sometimes we force ourselves to be good, so to speak. And with this, the healthy option, you know, the super healthy option is really good for you. So, and I mean, and it tastes good. So,
And as Dr. Jen said, log on to KVOE.com and get on the Dr. Jen page. The handouts are there and available for you to look at, download yourself. So, Greek yogurt versus regular yogurt. Interesting, too, on the processing on that page, too.
Yeah.
Specifically, how that happens and how much of the liquid is through the steaming process.
Right. Yes, and then strained out. And it says on one of these that you can take your regular yogurt and strain it through cheesecloth, which I don't own, but I know a lot of health people do, especially if they make their own milks, like, you know, rice milk, oat milk. And so I know it says if you strain it, that it, like, basically you can do a simplified process of it at home. I personally am just going to go buy Greek yogurt. You know, that's me. But it is interesting to note that whole process that it, you know, the steaming and straining and all that, that it does go through. I also just said something that it reminded me. I wanted to tell people, in case they're wondering, any type of yogurt or any type of milk, like you see rice milk and coconut milk and cashew milk, they typically also make a yogurt that is that. Like, you can buy. Going back to if there's still people that are worried about the whole, this comes from cow's milk, you can buy Greek almond milk. You can buy Greek or yogurt, rice yogurt. And they say that if they make a milk from it, they typically make a yogurt version of it too. So just throwing that out there again for those people who really, really, for whatever reason, are wanting to avoid cow's milk.
Yeah, so the Greek yogurt, get rid of the whey, And 3 to 4 ounces of milk yields about 1 ounce of yogurt.
Yeah, which is interesting.
And about 1 ounce of milk yields about 1 ounce of, which is a Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
But 1 ounce regular yogurt.
Yep. And it the right side of the what is Greek yogurt infographic. It says when to eat. That's the I said the word versatile before, but it, you know, it can make a great breakfast. It makes a great snack. Again, you can spread it on things like a sandwich. That's a little less common here. After a workout, again, is when my muscle builders out there. It's that great. It gets that protein that your body needs when it starts to rebuild. You break that down when you're lifting, and it starts to rebuild. So after your workout is an ideal time, and then it also says as a light dinner, so using it in different ways as a part of a lighter dinner. So that's the thing. Very, very versatile. And when you jump up to that box where it says nutrition and health benefits, that very first one says, this is so technical, hunger squasher. yeah, but it is a hunger squasher. It says because it has twice the satiating, which you could say satisfying instead, protein and half the sugars compared to flavored yogurt. It doesn't spike your blood sugar, which we all know you're going to end up a whole lot hungrier, you know, when you have the sugary stuff in just a little bit of time. So between that, the high protein, the less sugar, the thicker, more filling texture, it does keep you full, which is why it is my go-to for when I, because I do the intermittent fasting. So when I break my fast late morning, which I will do after I leave here in a little bit, you know, about 9:30 or 10, I'll go to break my fast. This is what I have. I typically have a small handful of almonds, and I have the Greek yogurt with berries in it, and I am good to go. I am good to go in terms of just, I am ready. I am ready to teach it. Gets my brain fired up, good brain food, and I'm ready to go. So it is just my go-to. So if you do struggle with hunger, and a lot of people do, you know, for whatever reasons, this can really, really help kind of take the edge off of that. And then the other benefits in there, it says it's nutrient-packed, which we've said, it's muscle-friendly, and then the health carrier. It is just because of the healthy bacteria, protein, all like I said, it checks the boxes for so many of the selling points that we look for something that's healthy.
I thought Greek yogurt was just another brand.
Yeah.
Just another thing.
Yep.
And it's so much more.
It is. It is.
If you, we took a deep dive into that here this morning, and that's good information. So, again, log on to KVOA.com and get on the Dr. Jen page. And all this information will be there for you. Good stuff here.
Yes.
With that. And it tastes really good, too.
It tastes really good. And I got to tell you, going back to what Chuck was telling us about the forecast, which I just want to eat. Yay. when I start to see 70, my happy, yes, happy, happy, joy, joy. But so, you know, Greek yogurt is one of those things, kind of like with salads and smoothies, where we say the warmer the weather gets, the better they sound. And some of that has to do with we do tend to spend more time outside when it starts to warm up.
Yeah.
But so many of these healthier things, because they are kind of cool in terms of temperature and all that, they do sound better once it starts to warm up. So I really hope this warm weather is here to stay. I was telling you that our spring break starts 3 weeks from today.
I couldn't believe that.
Yes.
I'm glad I asked you, because I didn't think it was that close.
Yeah. It's early this year, and I just really hope that Mother Nature doesn't do her where she storms back in. And another thing, because if it's cold over spring break, I get very, very grouchy. So I'm like, you know, we're getting this warmth in February that we really just don't get a lot. You know, February is usually very, very cold. And so we're getting kind of spoiled here, but I do hope it's here to stay, because, again, from a health perspective, it's just so nice to be able to get out in it. And we do tend to want to start to eat better.
Well, Punxsutawney Phil did say it'd be an early spring.
Let's hope that he's correct.
Let's hope the groundhog is right for once, right?
For once, exactly.
Right.
So far, he's right on target. Well, spring break not far away, so that means that Laps for Landon.
I was going to bring that up.
Yes, thank you, guys. Yes, Laps for Landon, Tuesday, April 16th, and my students are busy securing sponsors and prizes, and hopefully our auction is going to rock just as much as it has, you know, all these past years. And but they are excited. They are hard at work trying to get everything ready. And spring break is when we put the pedal to the metal and really start to up our marketing and all of that. So thank you for
Yeah. Make sure you get us the information. We can get something going here, too. So,
yep.
Love to help you out for that great event for a great cause,
yes.
Because proceeds go to
the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Try to find better treatments, and they've been doing a great job over, especially the last 10 years. The treatments have come so far. And so we're just trying to keep that as a trend. And so the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation funds the research because they don't get a lot of funds for this disease because just not enough people have it. Yeah. So they don't get a lot of funds from other sources. So every single penny we raise makes a difference.
Well, it's that's a great event, and you've done a wonderful job with that and raised a lot of money
over the
years.
I did have some people asking because they knew that last year we held it at the rec. They are working very hard to get that all fixed up, and as of right now, the plan is still to have it there.
Okay.
If it changes and we do have to change venues, I will obviously let you and everybody else know. But right now, they feel like they're on track to get it fixed, functioning to where we should be able to do things normal.
Okay.
That's a good news right there.
Yes. More positive news. Yeah, really. Yeah.
Really so. All right. Well, Dr. Jen, great job as always.
Thank you for having me in.
Yeah. Third Monday of every month, Dr. Jen is with us. And we, of course, look forward to another great topic and much more learning opportunities next month.
Yep. Dr. We learned all sorts of things today.
Yes, we did.
Yay. We sure mission did. Accomplished.
And I lost my Greek music now. And what happened
to
my Greek music?
I was going to dance out of the studio.
Well, I know.
Shoot. All right.
It.
And you don't want me to sing.
Doggone
so,
it.
Yep.
You
all right.
You don't have anything in your Greek catalog there?
Not at all.
Thanks, Jen. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State University, joining us here this morning. KVLE Live and local. It's 850.
At Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we have some sweetheart offers for you, like a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab for just $59,999, or well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR financing up to 72 months.